Our story begins in Mac and Raven's apartment. Hannah and Todd have just arrived to show Mac and Raven Hannah's engagement ring.
Oh, Hannah, it's beautiful. You did good, Todd.
I was so nervous when I was picking it out. I didn't want Hannah to be disappointed when she saw it.
And I wasn't.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
It's the best gift I've ever received.
I'm happy for you.
It's so good to see you up and downstairs. I keep hearing about all the progress you're making.
And you look great.
Thanks.
So, have the two of you set a date yet, or what? When is this wedding going to happen?
Well, we haven't quite figured that out yet. I've always wanted to be a tomb bride, but that just seems so far away.
Trust me. It is way too hot to get married in New York in June.
I don't see why we have to wait at all. I want to be your husband as soon as possible.
You want to elope?
That would work, but why not keep the wedding small for just family and close friends?
I guess we should talk about it more. Some girls dreamed of having a big wedding, and I guess I've had that dream too, but I've changed a lot since we've met. I realize now that finding my prince is a lot more than having the big showy wedding.
Prince? Todd?
Mac. Oh, Mac, you're definitely on your way back.
On Park Avenue, Stacy and Bobby are walking back to Stacy's house after watching a movie together.
I didn't see what all the fuss was about.
You have got to be kidding me. That movie was hilarious.
Something about Owen Wilson just gets on my nerves.
Come on, Stacy. I saw you laughing pretty hard a few times. It's okay to like a stupid movie. You suggested it anyway.
That's because everyone I know has seen it, even my mom. I think we were like the last two people on Earth that hadn't seen it.
You're so dramatic about everything.
And the problem with that is?
Not a problem. It's kind of cute, actually.
Look, I know I probably seemed like a crazy person when I stopped you today, but really, I'm not.
I think you still have some convincing to do.
Anyway, thanks for showing up and going to see Wedding Crashers with me. I had fun, in spite of the movie.
Well, I had fun, including the movie. I'm only in town for a few more days, but if you want to hang out again, that would be cool.
You don't live here?
I live in Erie, Pennsylvania. I'd love to stay here, but my mom is dragging me back to start school.
Just my luck.
But, like I said, I have a few more days here. I would love to explore the city. Do you know your way around?
You bet. Why don't you meet me tomorrow for breakfast, and I'll show you all the sights. It'll be fun.
All right. Why not?
At their apartment, Rex and Perry are lying in bed.
What are you thinking about?
Oh, my mind is wandering from Ellie to Gregory to work.
Anything you want to talk about?
Well, you know how I feel about Gregory. I've totally fallen in love with that kid. I just wish there was something I could do to help find adoptive parents for him.
So do I, Rex. He deserves a loving family.
With two loving parents.
How do you feel about having kids? We haven't talked about this in a while. I mean, we're living together now, and we hear more and more about gay parents on the news.
And states banning gays from adopting children? How stupid is that?
Well, it's not that way in New York. Is that something you want someday?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we'd have to figure it all out, but in the back of my mind, I always thought I'd be a dad someday.
And I bet you'd be a terrific father too, Rex.
Well, I had a really good teacher.
And what are you thinking about Ellie? Is there something new?
No, although I haven't seen her since her wedding. I'm having breakfast with Mom tomorrow, and I know Ellie will be her topic of choice to rail about.
Hey, it's better than railing on you and me, right?
You do have a point there.
Well, I think I have to take your mind off all these things.
Oh, you do, do you?
At Todd's apartment, Hannah and Todd are getting ready for bed.
I wonder where Bobby is. Do you think maybe we should give him a curfew? Oh my god, who could that be? Sorry, babe. Hello?
Hey, Hannah, it's me.
Oh, hi, Charlie. What's up? Why are you calling so late?
Yeah, look, Cupcake, I'm sorry for calling so late, but I've made a decision that I have to talk to you about first thing in the morning.
A decision? About what?
Well, can you meet me at Wilson's at 9 o'clock?
Sure. Is everything all right?
Yeah, you know what? I think everything is. But I'll talk to you about it tomorrow.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.